I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Peacekeepers will be in Haiti for another year. Evita Harda for Haiti with Love says instability and the lack of food was compounded by shipping problems. There was concern they'd run out of food before their new shipment arrived, but
somebody donated 500 boxes of the food packs. So that is going to tide us over until we can get the next container down.
DeHart says it's always been about the gospel.
First, you got to feed the belly or they can't hear. That has been one of the primary reasons for our food program all along. They just can't hear the message of love from Christ if they're starving to death.
Next, thousands of people freeze to death every year in India. Global Action is raising funds and sending short-term mission teams to India to hand out thick woolen blankets. Global Action's Lars Dunberg says that they're trying to provide 10,000 blankets. Blankets will help sustain life, but the gospel will be shared to provide eternal life.
The gospel is shared with them in a non-offensive way. All of these people are Hindus or Muslims, and then they hear that we have come to share that love with them, and we express it by giving them a blanket with no strings attached whatsoever.
And Biblica, formerly IBS STL, will now be offering e-books of many of their titles. This decision was made because of the growing demand for digital books and to better serve the Christian community. With these e-books, Christians will have access to essential resources in areas where printing costs are too expensive or Christian materials are restricted. Already, Biblica has over 70 titles in e-book format. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available two DVDs, Keys to the Middle East and Storybook of Sat7, two high-end productions that will help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better. Get your free copies at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.